This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
You got to listen to this soundbite. And this is kind of the problem that's going on with the system, with our country. We talked about this earlier on the show that in your neighborhood, you had a friend or acquaintance or somebody you kind of knew or whatever in your neighborhood, and you found out they became a cop, and you're like, huh? And you, like, right away you knew, like, that person shouldn't be a cop. And yet somehow they became a cop, right? And that's our problem, that the wrong people are becoming cops. Their system is so flawed. And in a way, it's kind of what Chris Rock was talking about. You get what you pay for. So if you want to pay them $35,000 to start off or whatever, you know, small salary you pay them to risk their lives, this is what you're going to get. And if all they have to do is get through a police academy and maybe it's not that difficult mentally or whatever it is, you're going to have a lot of the breakdowns that you're having out in public. Like the Steve Poherence guy who was never agitated by that person. And yet somehow or another, he felt compelled to slam that woman to the ground when he had no business doing anything like that. That's the kind of anger, that's the kind of loss of control that creates the George Floyd situations, that creates the Ahmaud Arbery situations, that creates the Breonna Taylor situation, right? So here's the LAPD chief, Michael Moore. Listen to his statement and what he's saying about the looters and the people that are vandalizing. Listen, listen good. Go ahead.
So what that tells me is that two things. We didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing. His death is on their hands as much as it is those officers. And that is a strong statement. But I must say that this civil unrest that we're in the midst of, we must turn a corner from people who are involved in violence, people who are involved in preying upon others.
This is the moron that's in charge of the LAPD. He just blamed the morons and the criminals that are damaging the streets and vandalizing that. George Floyd's blood is on their hands. So here's a guy laying blame where it doesn't belong, okay? Because George Floyd did not die because those people were vandalizing. George Floyd died because there were officers that weren't capable of being officers, that don't have any business in being an officer. And he has already come out and I misspoke when I said the blood is on their hands, but certainly their actions do not serve. They, you know, and it's just like, get out of my face. You meant that, dude. In your eyes, that's how you feel. And that's because you don't cherish the life of George Floyd. So you will easily trash it and compare it to the criminals. So all that guy is doing is trashing George Floyd, who is dead, who was killed by officers. And the only way he can feel better about his profession is by trashing other criminals. When, Michael, let me remind you, Officer Moore, you hire criminals and you just put a badge on them. And you have them. They work for the LAPD. They work at Miami Police Department. They work in Sweetwater. They work everywhere in this country because every precinct has bad cops. Okay? So what Michael Moore needs to do, not the director, but the LAPD chief, needs to shut the hell up. They should probably fire and replace his ass because that kind of thinking is the reason why we're where we're at right now. the word compartmentalize has come up a lot in this show today. You got to separate things. This is not a guy that knows how to compartmentalize and separate the tragedy of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, the protesters honoring and fighting for that memory and for others like Breonna Taylor and so on and so on. Hundreds, thousands. Okay? And then the other area of it, the criminals that have nothing to do with the protesters, that have nothing to do with the memory of George Floyd. But if Michael Moore cannot compartmentalize the difference between all of them, then that's why he doesn't belong as the police chief. Just like that prosecutor locally here that just got fired, and she deserves to get fired. And the two cops also that were posting irresponsible and stupid things and ignorant things. And they also deserve to get fired. Because that's the kind of thinking that we've got to eliminate. That's why we're in this position. Because of that prosecutor in Broward County. Because of that LAPD chief. These are the people we need to eliminate from these kind of positions. Okay? I mean, yesterday, hate to get political, but what happened yesterday with the president, that was ridiculous. You forcibly move those people, all that, for that stupid photo op with a book you never read, and you're holding it upside down, by the way. So, you know, it just amazing to me, man. Just crap that, you know, we got to figure this stuff out. Right people have to be in place in order to have power and run this thing the right way and treat everybody equally. That's the key, is treating everybody equally. And that's what we got to figure out, man. But I just saw that to me and that LAPD police chief. And to me, that's why we're where we're at, because of people like this. And we just don't know how to handle human beings. That's really what it is. And yesterday was a perfect example set by the guy that has the most power on how to mishandle people and power and all that. And for a cheese, it's all the president taking a picture with the Bible is just as bad as the girl that stopped and asked the man that was boarding up his business, can she borrow the hammer a second so she can take a picture of her, you know, helping out. So she wanted to take a picture of like she's boarding up a business and then put it on social media like she's some kind of advocate or something. You know, it's just some phoniness. You know what I'm saying? It's just wrong people in place, man. Wrong people in place. Big O not only removed bad people from positions of authority, possibly just removed them. I'm with you, man.